from the shrinking timber industry at the end of the 20th century to the recession right at the beginning of the 21st, Grays Harbor County is a part of our state that has struggled. At the peak of the recession, unemployment was 16.3% in Grays Harbor County. It is now the lowest it's been in decades, around 6% or so. And while that is still higher than the state unemployment rate, some here take it as a sign that there is a rebound happening. That optimism is certainly present at the port of Grays Harbor, where timber still makes its way to faraway places, but where much of the import and export traffic now includes other things, like cars. I've just stepped out of a van at the port's Terminal 4. Here, on some 140 acres of pavement, sit rows and rows of brand new cars. I'm met by Penny Eubanks, general manager of Pacia Automotive Services.
So what we're looking at here are vehicles that we have processed to go out. These will export to China, Japan, Korea.
How much capacity do you have? How many vehicles can you have sitting here at a time?
So on this terminal, with the acreage that's available to us, we have been close to 16,000 units at one time.
From here on the ground, it is hard to understand the scope of this operation, but if you look at the satellite view on Google Maps, you can take in this sea of cars parked in huge blocks, like thousands of steel soldiers standing in formation. For companies like Pacia, those cars represent big business. For the Port of Grays Harbor and its executive director, Gary Nelson, they represent a changing economy.
Forever, we've been an export-oriented, natural resource-oriented port. Logs, lumber, pulp, all things wood.
But manufacturers closed, the timber industry shrank, and Nelson says logs are still important, but the port realized a while ago that it needed to put its eggs in many baskets.
You know, saying and doing are two different things. You know, it was easy to talk about, hey, we need to diversify. Finding the path has been a challenge over the years.
So the port now focuses on rail cargoes from the Midwest, the cars, for example, but also soybean meal, which is a key ingredient in animal feeds. There's also a biodiesel export facility and tanks for methanol coming in from other markets. And the port is working to attract a potash export facility. Potash is mined from the ground and used in making fertilizer. A Canadian company called BHP is hoping to extract it from a mine in Saskatchewan, send it by rail to the West Coast, and then ship it to foreign markets. Terminal 3, here in Aberdeen, could be where those trains arrive. BHP is also considering Vancouver, BC. Back at the port, Penny Eubanks has led me to a stretch of rail where Pacia workers are unloading SUVs from an enormous rail car. These vehicles have come a long way already from plants in the Midwest and the East Coast.
Do you get excited about the cars themselves?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. It can be a positive and a negative, especially when you see a brand new vehicle and you think that you need to get a brand new car. Yeah.
About 60 people work for Pacia here in Grays Harbor. The company also has operations in Maryland, Georgia, Missouri, and California.
Grays Harbor has a tremendous amount of potential. They have just an outstanding workforce there.
That's Brian Mason, the vice president of business development for Pacia. He works in the company's main office near San Diego. And he says Grays Harbor is closer to the open ocean than other Northwest ports.
From the time the vessel picks up the harbor pilot to the time they're at the berth is about 90 minutes. It's about an hour and a half. And that's very, very fast. Versus if you're going into Portland to an auto terminal, it's about a six-hour steam up the Columbia River to get to that terminal. Tacoma's about 3.5 to 4 hours.
All of that makes the Port of Grays Harbor a strategic place for Pacia to do business. And this area has seen growth in vessel traffic. In the early 2000s, 8 or 10 vessels called on the port annually. This year, they are estimating about 110 vessels will dock. Mason says he's optimistic about Pacia's operations here, even with the uncertainty brought about by changes in U.S. trade policy like tariffs.
You know, we would love to increase our workforce, and we'd love to give more people jobs there. We're very happy with the people that are working for us. We'd love to have more.
China is a big destination for Pacia, but Mason says U.S. autos are still desirable in the Chinese market and that he hopes eventually his company can grow at the Port of Grays Harbor. Ed Ronco, KNKX News.